We are bought with a price, August 6th. We are cleansed by Christ's blood. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. Some speak of the Jewish age as a Christless period, without mercy or grace. To such are applicable the words of Christ to the Sadducees, "Ye know not the Scriptures, neither the power of God." The period of the Jewish economy was one of wonderful manifestations of divine power. So glorious was the revealing of his presence that it could not be borne by mortal man. Moses, who was so highly favored of God, exclaimed, "I do exceedingly fear and quake." But God strengthened him to endure this excellent glory and to bring from the mount a reflection of it upon his face so that the people could not look steadfastly upon it. The very system of sacrifices was devised by Christ and given to Adam as typifying a Savior to come who would bear the sins of the world and die for its redemption. Through Moses, Christ gave definite directions to the children of Israel in regard to the sacrificial offerings. Only clean and precious animals, those who had best symbolized Christ, were accepted as offerings to God. The Israelites were forbidden to eat the fat or the blood. This law not only related to beasts for sacrifice, but to all cattle which were used for food. This law was to impress upon them the important fact that if there had been no sin, there would have been no shedding of the blood. The blood of the Son of God was symbolized by the blood of the slain victim, and God would have clear and definite ideas preserved between the sacred and the common. Blood was sacred, inasmuch as through the shedding of the blood of the Son of God alone could there be atonement for sin. Blood was also used to cleanse the sanctuary from the sins of the people, thus typifying the blood of Christ, which alone can cleanse from sin.